The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to apologize. I got to get my sunglasses before I step on them. I can't tell you how many times I have stepped on my sunglasses and ruined my sunglasses. You know, and the cats don't help. You know, sometimes I have the cats with me in the studio, sometimes they don't. You know, honestly, they can't help move the sunglasses before I step on them. They know what's going on. They can predict the future. Well, get this. Now, they could talk to you. There's a cat collar. Get this, a talking cat collar. It gives your pet a quote-unquote human voice. Remember, they were talking about having these gadgets that would translate your dog's comments or grunts, I should say, or your cat's grunts? Well, I guess it's here. It's a high-tech collar developed by Mars Temptations Lab. It was developed as a fun project, and the team analyzed cat vocalizations to associate them with human emotions. And unfortunately, they had to cover all the women's ears in the rooms. No. Okay, anyway. Now, I don't think I want to hear what my cat has to say, or all three of them. I mean, it's apparently, you know, Sashi's the diva, the big, black, furry, gorgeous cat. And she was lying there in a very inappropriate form, okay, in an inappropriate lounge. And, of course, Shakeboo, who, I don't understand this, he's been neutered, he decides to jump on her again. And I'm trying to watch, Deadliest Catch. You know, and they do, they kind of meow in the middle of it. And I'm like, guys, come on, no sex. Stop it, no sex. And Sashi, okay, because, you know, I thought, you know, Shake was raping her. I mean, he just jumps on her. And you know, I like to protect the girl cats. You know, I she was asking for it, but still, that's no excuse. So I want to protect her. And she yells back at me in the middle of it. Now, mind you, she's doing this right in front of me. I mean, I want to know what she said. Did she say, thank you for helping me? Did she say, leave me alone, I'm enjoying this? Did she say, go leave the room? I'd really like to know, because I am really getting creeped out by the cat sex that's going on in my house. So anyway, developed by Mars Temptations Lab, the talking collar resembles the dog collar from Disney Pixar's Up, which I guess helped the dog talk squirrel? I saw Up a long time ago. I don't remember any of this. Anyway, by analyzing cat vocalizations, the Temptations team associated them with equivalent human emotions. So the result is a collar which can translate the meows into a human voice. Now, they say studies have shown that adult cats meow when talking to humans, but they don't meow when talking to each other. That's wrong. My cats will call the other cats down. The cats call to each other, so that's they don't know about cats. I'm sorry. And then they analyzed those cat sounds and created a program that detects the cat's meow and matches it to a human voice. How do they know what the cats are saying, though? Then we put this technology inside a sleek 3D printed collar, which connects seamlessly to our app where you can choose your cat's new voice. Oh, I would love an Australian Thunder Down Under type of guy for Shake. Here's the problem. Shake is actually Hispanic. He is. I speak Spanish to him all the time. His name is Sacudito. That's Shaky Boo in Spanish is Sacudito. So I call him Sacudito, and I speak Spanish to him. So he would probably be an Antonio Banderas type of voice. That would be that. And then Sashi, she's a diva, so she could be anything. She could be a Madonna, a Taylor Swift, a Beyonce, whatever, Lady Gaga. So that's it. And then little baby girl Snow, she's a tomboy. So she could be, I don't know. I don't think I want to hear what she has to say because I think she would just chatter. She just wouldn't stop talking. I don't know where she gets that from. So the prototype of this Catterbox, it's called Collar, has been already launched in the U.S. and New Zealand. And speaking to Adweek, which is a global band director for Temptations, they said, we're fascinated by cats, so we set out a mission to get to know them better. Okay, I still don't know the science behind this. So I guess so when a cat, like, extends her tail straight up, it equates to a human handshake, while a slow blink means, like, a peck on a cheek or a wink between friends. Now, I got to admit that. When I talk to Shake and I go, Shakey Boo, did you have a good day? Did you have a bad day? He will wink to me almost an affirmation. So it's a very slow eye closing, and it really freaks me out when he tries to, he also does the stare down where I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I feel some evil on me, and I look, and it's Shaky Boo just staring me like he wants death, you know, to fall. It's some scary stuff. So, like I said, I don't think I want to hear him. They say headbutting and licking are also signs of affection. When a cat is happy, his whiskers are naturally extended out to the side. Yeah, Shaky Boo does that whenever he sees Sashi. I don't know if it's a happy. I think it's more of a amorous thing. But if your cat flattens its ears, oh, he gets mad. Yeah, cats, when they flatten their ears, you better flee because they want to pounce and tear you to pieces, and they don't want the ears providing wind resistance. This means it's scared or preparing to open up a can of whoop cat. So, all right, I guess, you know, we're now going to know what the cats want to say, and I guess they're going to say, feed me, you know, not this crappy food. I want the delectable meat cutlets that they show on TV. And then they'd also probably tell me to stop singing, and they'd also probably tell me to get a shower curtain so they don't have to watch me take a shower. I still don't understand why they sit there and do that. They just sit there and watch me take a shower. Yet they're afraid of water. So what's the point? I don't get it. All right, guys, don't go away. People are using an anti-diarrhea drug to get high. We'll tell you how. Don't get any ideas. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast. And your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we've been talking about opioid overuse. And yesterday there was a study, well, there was a poll, saying the government isn't doing enough, and we really need to get on doctors. This was the poll. Okay, to stop prescribing. And I explained how our narcotic problem is multifaceted. Okay, I mean, there's a variety of reasons. Okay, doctors do not prescribe heroin. So I'm not saying leave doctors out of it, but you can't lay all the blame on doctors to the opioid overdoses. I think they're saying opioid overdoses have now surpassed accidents. I mean, this is a very, very scary, scary time for a lot of people. And it's the wrong pill at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, one of my listeners reminded me, and I thought I had brought up withdrawal and preventing withdrawal in a previous show, but I didn't bring it up yesterday. Many times trying to self-withdraw from pain medicines, like, for example, you've been in a car accident or you've been in the military or you suffered a severe injury and you've been on pain medications. Now, pain medications are getting harder to get. You're not allowed to take the ibuprofen or the over-the-counter medications, and you start to go off your pain medications. Withdrawal from this, very painful and very debilitating. Now, one symptom of withdrawal is diarrhea, and a remedy for this, by the way, I want to give credit to the... let me see who we have here. She didn't leave her name. There we go. Joe. Thank you, Joe, again, for your email. I really do appreciate it. One of the treatments we use, okay, when somebody is withdrawing, whether they're withdrawing because they were a victim of a car accident and taking the medication and then getting used to the medication and requiring it during multiple back surgeries, etc., or whether they were doing heroin for funsies and now they can't get heroin anymore, the withdrawals can be pretty debilitating. And one such symptom is diarrhea. Well, now we're being told that people are abusing Imodium. Now, Imodium is an anti-diarrhea drug. Basically, it's loperamide. Loperamide is the main active ingredient of Imodium. And it's an opiate agonist, so it acts like an opiate. And it hits the mu receptors, just like heroin, morphine, hydrocodone. So, two things are happening. One is, people who are going through opiate withdrawal or opiate addiction, okay, when they don't get their medications, they have to hit the Imodium to prevent the diarrhea. But the other thing that's going on is now we have a new trend of people getting high on Imodium because it hits the mu receptors. So we are having recreational opioid use with an over-the-counter Imodium. Now, what does that mean for you or I who are not taking opioids, but like to every now and then grab an Imodium for having the poops? It's probably not going to be available much longer over-the-counter. Now that we have this big movement to stop opioid addiction, the next movement would be, can we get rid of anything over-the-counter that unfortunately could perpetuate it? So, the Journal Annals of Emergency Medicine has documented the case of two people who died of an overdose as a result of taking Imodium. Dr. William Eggleston of the Upstate New York Poison Center said the study's lead author said loperamide's accessibility, well, again, loperamide is the main ingredient, Imodium, low cost, over-the-counter legal status, and lack of social stigma all contribute to its potential for abuse. Boy, are people smart. I got to tell you, when everybody says that the newer generation is dumb, all right, and no, they're not. Okay, our newer generation, they are smarter and slyer. None of us knew. Did you know that if you had pain, you could go and get some Imodium? I didn't know that. See, I don't really take Imodium. I think I've only taken Imodium once, and I don't remember feeling a buzz or a high from it. I mean, when you are, battling severe dehydration because you're having diarrhea, which, by the way, Imodium is not a medication I urge for patients to take. Many of you will get a gastroenteritis or a stomach bug, and you want to go to work that day, so you immediately reach for the Imodium. But remember, your body needs to get the poop out, figuratively. Whatever bug is brewing or whatever infection is in your system, your body's natural defense is to flush it out. Okay? You know, which is why, unfortunately, you're at high risk for dehydration, because in order to flush it out, you need water to do that. And so your food or anything you had drunk, okay, will not, most of it will not get absorbed. Your body will not take the time to keep it in the colon. It can't, because the diarrhea now is causing GI upset. And so it'll go right through you, and it'll be very, very wet. When you're constipated, your stool is very dry, because remember, the purpose of the colon is to churn the food, and as it's making it into stool, suck up any water that's in there, because your body needs water. Your body wants to, anything you put in your body wants to keep the good stuff and dump the bad stuff. So when you're very, very constipated, your stool is very, very dry, because your stool is just sitting there and the colon's working on it and sucking every water droplet it can out of it. When you're sick with the runs, there's no time for the colon to work. And so the wetter the stool, that means the less time the food was in the colon. So when you have diarrhea, the mechanism to flush it out and use this water is a mechanism to prevent you from getting salmonella and listeria and E. coli poisoning. Sometimes your body loses, and unfortunately the infection spreads. But for many of you, you have the diarrhea and you get better after a few days. I learned in medical school that for every day you take Imodium, you could potentially prolong your gastrointestinal illness a day or two longer. Now, this is debatable, because many viruses live, 7 to 10 days anyway. But think about it. Many a time when you have diarrhea, you only have it for a few days. Why? Because your body was able to get rid of the virus quickly. So I've seen some people where they go almost the full week. I'm like, why are you a week and a half with diarrhea? I don't know. The Imodium's not working. Ah, you're taking Imodium. Well, stop that. So I just never personally, hit the Imodium. And remember, my problems are constipation. I don't have diarrhea issues. I could sure use about a diarrhea every now and then, God forbid. But, I mean, to just kind of clean me out. So what's happening is, if people, and again, people, they look stuff up. I mean, when people want to abuse drugs, or if they unfortunately need to turn to these drugs, because they are victims of opiate use, they're going to look things up. And when somebody says, yeah, loperamide's an opiate, they'll look it up and find that it is an agonist, where it does hit the mu receptors in the brain and acts just like the other opiates. So they're like, wow. Now, in this case, where the emergency room doctor, he described two case studies of patients with a history of drug abuse who tried to manage their withdrawal symptoms by taking massive doses of loperamide. They both overdosed. Emergency medical services were called. The patients were treated with CPR. They were also giving naloxone, which is that Narcan. We've talked about that a lot, which reverses overdose. What it does is it basically it's an antagonist. An agonist goes right to the mu receptors and does what it wants to, the opioids. An antagonist prevents the opioids from going into the mu receptors. So it goes to the mu receptors, but it doesn't act, it doesn't do the chemical changes that a opiate would. So it basically is a decoy. And so it works. People respond very quickly to it, and then hopefully get their breathing back, etc. So people were downing as much Imodium as possible to try to overcome their withdrawal symptoms. So it's scary stuff. So, but get this. Unfortunately, despite the doctor's best efforts, both patients died. Now, Dr. Eggleston has said there's been a tenfold increase in people posting on forums about abusing loperamide back in 2010 and 2011. So people have been teaching each other to do this. And, I mean, it's nice that we have communication and people are educating themselves, but not good when people are recommending that you could get a high from anti-diarrheals, and people will drink it, going, I'm not high yet, and they have no idea that they could be killing themselves.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So polluted air may up risks of multiple cancers. By the way, I hope you guys are getting my medical health headlines. I've been putting those up every day on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been putting up medical headlines for you guys. Okay, I mean, it's not every story I'm going to talk about on my show because I talk about a lot of things. All right, like this cat collar, I apologize, was not on my medical headlines. But, guys, you know, there's a lot of stuff I talk about. So you guys need to get your poop together and make sure you're, like, listening. Okay? They say in this study, for elderly people in Hong Kong, long-term exposure to fine particle air pollution is tied to an increased risk of dying from many cancers, including breast, liver, and pancreatic cancer. In addition to the expected lung cancer risk, it could cause breast, liver, and pancreatic cancer. In a nutshell, what's happening with pollution is it acts like a Trojan horse. The little particulates come into the body, and the body's like, all right, this is just some stuff we just have to cough out. But it brings in the chemicals. These chemicals figure out how to seep into your tissues, and then they cause DNA damage. When they cause DNA damage, then unfortunately they could cause cells to become chaotic. And what's a cell that goes chaotic or goes rogue? A cancer cell. According to co-lead author Dr. G. Neil Thomas at the Institute of Applied Health of the College of Medical and Dental Sciences at the University of Birmingham in the UK, better known as says, we assume the number of sites would be effective, but outside of the expected lung and upper GI cancers, we were unsure which cancers would show an association. So this study really helps highlight the breadth of involvement of particulates in the development of cancer. So ultrafine particles can pass into the bloodstream. And then these little baby particles, and where do they do it? Again, the alveoli. I got to give you guys a pop quiz. I don't think you guys are paying attention to me. Okay, because I teach you guys this stuff over and over every day. I lecture to you guys. And you guys, you don't answer my questions correctly. One of you guys said, how? I heard you. You were in your car. You're in a Buick. Okay, you got one of those new Buicks, and you said, how? Come on. The alveoli. Okay, let me recap. Air goes into the lungs. Okay? The blood, coming from the heart, goes through the lungs in order to get the oxygenation from the lungs. In the alveoli is where there's this perfusion, the gas perfusion from the that the oxygen moves from the air into the blood. Now, some of these little particulates are so small that they're going to figure out a way how to get through the openings. And they do. So that's the level. And I honestly, you better start taking notes, because I'm going to be furious if any of you fail your pop quiz. The researchers began following more than... I'm mad. It's ridiculous. I spent all this time. You guys don't even listen. I don't care if you're concentrating on the road when you drive. You still can pay attention. Pull the car over then. Pull the car over when you listen to my show. I'm teaching you something. Anyway, the researchers began following more than 66,000 people aged 65 or older in Hong Kong between 1998 and 2001, and then they tracked them through 2011. They used satellite data and site monitors to estimate free particulate matter in the air at the subjects' homes. And the particular fine matter they looked at was called PM2.5. It's produced by motor vehicles, power plants, and other industrial combustion, according to the EPA. After accounting for smoking status, the researchers found that as a subject's home exposure to fine particles of the air increased, so did the risk of dying from any cancer. But get this, it was GI tract, liver, bile ducts, gallbladder, and pancreas. Now, how many of us live in cities with pollution? See, now I can hear y'all. Yeah, see, now you're listening. Okay, now you're like, well, wait a second, I'm in my car. Could I be breathing? Yeah, put on the recirculating air like now. Hit that recirculating air button. So they say as fine particulate concentrations increase by 10 micrograms per cubic meter, a woman's risk of dying from breast cancer increased, get this, 80%, while a man's risk of dying from lung cancer increased 36%. This is according to a report released in the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. They go, biologically, there is no reason to suggest such observations wouldn't apply to younger people. It's important, though, to remember that cancers are chronic diseases, so it could take years before when you get exposed to when you actually get the cancer. So according to the Clean Air Act in the U.S., the average annual concentration of fine particulate matter in the air should be 15 micrograms per cubic meter or lower. In Hong Kong, average annual particulate matter should not exceed 35 micrograms per cubic meter. So we're basically screwed. That's really what it means. And so in these study participants, they were exposed to 34 micrograms per cubic meter. There's got to be an easier way to say that. So pollution causes cancer. That's what we're looking at. My recommendation to you all is move. Okay. Another thing I would probably also suggest is those HEPA filters in the house, you know, because pollution gets into your house. So you want the least amount of first, you want lower dosing, okay? But second, you want least amount of chronic time being exposed. So, you know, if you can move to a higher ground in the city you live in, that'll help. So when you go home, you know, hopefully you aren't breathing the soot and the stuff. If you watch your wood-burning ovens, cars, make sure your cars get smogged. And, again, the HEPA filters. We got to move small town. I love small town. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Puerto Rico is battling Zika at a pair of Major League Baseball games scheduled to be played in Puerto Rico later this month may be relocated due to growing concerns over the Zika virus, according to the Major League Baseball Players Association. The Miami Marlins and the Pittsburgh Pirates are scheduled to play two games in San Juan on May 30th to 31. But the series is in doubt because there's already 700 confirmed cases of Zika in Puerto Rico. So the parties are right now discussing the matter internally. Remember, Zika, not only does it cause the birth defect microcephaly, but it could also cause, in infants, but it could also cause neurological deficits. Plus, if any of these players are dating women who are of childbearing age, they don't want to get Zika, have sex with their girlfriends or wives, and then pass the virus to them such that they, unfortunately, if they get pregnant, depending on how long the Zika virus wants to stay in their body, we don't know how long it wants to stay. We're telling everybody to avoid sex for at least 8 weeks. But, you know, I could deny that. Oh, man. What happened to my sex drive? Anyway, so this could be pretty scary. So a lot of men don't want to go out there, and fans don't want to go out there and then bring Zika back. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with this decision because, you know, many of us are contemplating, do we really want to go down to Brazil for the Rio Olympics in August? So according to reports, players from the Marlins and the Pirates have told the MLB that they want the series moved to Miami. Health officials last Friday confirmed the first U.S. death of a patient infected with the Zika virus in Puerto Rico, where the CDC has confirmed 683 cases of Zika, including 65 pregnant women. Deaths from Zika are rare, though. Get this, okay? But it still shows that it could be a risk. And it's not, again, I don't think a lot of them are worried that they're going to be going out there and getting it. They're worried about bringing it back to the mainland and having sex, and then passing it to somebody. So not only is Zika transmitted through a mosquito vector, it's also transmitted sexually. So it's some serious stuff. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAH-LIA. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told by CNN that Prince, singer and songwriter Prince, who unfortunately passed away Thursday, April 21st, his team had sought addiction doctors' help. The day before Prince died, the team called an eminent opioid addiction specialist in California seeking help with, quote-unquote, a grave medical emergency. This is being reported by the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Dr. Howard Kornfield sent his son on an urgent overnight flight to Prince's Paisley Park estate in Minnesota, but unfortunately it was too late. The doctor's son, Andrew Kornfield, was with the group that discovered Prince's body on April 21st, according to the newspaper. Andrew Kornfield is the voice heard on the 911 call alerting authorities to trouble at the estate. Howard Kornfield runs, quote-unquote, Recovery Without Walls, which specializes in treating opioid addiction, among other issues, according to its website. His son is a practice consultant there. Now, a law enforcement source told CNN last week that investigators did find an opioid medication with Prince's body. CNN was attempting to reach representatives for comment, and Kornfield had other commitments he could not change, but he sent his son, Andrew Kornfield, in his place. The elder Kornfield planned to fly out the following day and hoped to bring Prince back to California for long-term treatment. Andrew Kornfield, the son, took an overnight flight to Minnesota, met with Prince's representatives the morning of April 21st. The plan was to quickly evaluate his health and devise a treatment plan. Something sounds so odd with all this. Something just doesn't sound right. But Andrew Kornfield and two of Prince's representatives could not initially find the musician. The trio finally found Prince unresponsive inside an elevator. It was Kornfield who called 911. The others were too distraught. Although, if I can remember correctly, I didn't hear the 911. I just saw the transcript. It sounded like the person who was calling, it sounded like there was some pretty significant confusion by the one calling. And if he is a healthcare provider, you would think he would have been just right on it. You know, when we call 911, even though there's the shock of what's going on, you know, it's I got a 57-year-old male. I forget. I don't know how old Prince is. But, got a 57-year-old black male found unresponsive in an elevator. We currently are trying to perform CPR. We need emergency assist immediately. Can you please stay on the line with me as we perform CPR and send them to this address? I mean, anybody in the healthcare profession would be like, boom, boom, boom. In terms of that, and this particular 911 caller didn't even know the address he was at. And so if he flew in to treat Prince, okay, and to be on standby until the father could bring Prince back to California for some rehab, etc., it would just seem like there would be a little bit more, I don't know, organization. It unfortunately, you know, and when you are, you know, I was on KBC, Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer, talking about this when, unfortunately, Prince first died. And she said, if he was just in a hospital 6 days prior, doesn't his entourage, aren't they always watching him? Aren't they on standby? Don't they, you know that this is somebody who could unfortunately fall back into a I don't want to use the word hospitable because that's not the proper word, but into a condition that could warrant hospital care as well. Because remember, we were told originally he had the flu. And then we're like, that's not right. And then we were told, no, he was actually in the hospital and treated with Narcan, and he was treated for an overdose, and et cetera. And so the reason why this, you know, we want to respect his privacy, but, you know, the media and the news is covering this to great lengths because we're in shock and we want to know what happened to our icon who we grew up with in the 80s and still, still are fans of his music decades later. And so it's a very, whenever a celebrity dies, whenever anybody dies, we don't want their death to be in vain. And we especially in the media, we like to use it as a tool for education. Okay, when, I can't think of the name. He's in Hunger Games. He was the one that died with a needle in his arm. And he has three Patrick... No. I can't think of the name. He's in Hunger Games. He was in a variety of movies. A Mission Impossible movie. Very, very famous. Very excellent actor. Can't think of his name, unfortunately. Just recently died with a needle in his arm. You know, this reminds us, and it reminds our kids and our neighbors and our family members and our colleagues that people die. You know, as a doctor, I know of deaths all the time in the hospitals and the, medical centers, et cetera. And so I get word and wind of that. So I'm aware. You don't see that. Okay, you know, you guys don't hear of the deaths. And I'll be on air going, okay, guys, there's, opioid deaths. You know, they're surpassing accident deaths. And you're like, okay, yeah, opioid deaths. But all of a sudden, somebody like Prince dies. Or an actor who you've connected with, now you feel it. And now you connect and you engage. And so, we do want to know what happened. Okay, this comes from the Star Tribune story. Andrew Cornfield, who was the son of the addiction specialist, had with him a small amount of medication called Suboxone. Suboxone is supposed to reduce opioid cravings. That treatment was never administered. Suboxone is a medication approved by the FDA for the treatment of opiate dependence, such as heroin addiction. It binds to the same receptors as opiates and renders them ineffective. So basically, it's an antagonist, and we've talked about that. You know, similar to naloxone. Investigators also believe a health scare about a week before Prince's death, which caused the unscheduled landing of his plane in Illinois, was also likely as a result of pain medication. So now the results of an autopsy that were performed the next day, still pending. We won't hear about it for another, 2-3 weeks. And it appears that Prince's estate does not have a will. So now there's a judge and a trust company involved. So what's so frustrating about the situation and sad, but a learning piece for us is, one is there needs to be organization. Anybody that has ever, because I mean, Prince did not have to die. If this was opiates, this could have been a very preventable death. Now, we're being told that there's rumors circulating, in terms of HIV and other sorts of medications, et cetera, but those are rumors and it's nothing I want to yet explore. But with opioids and what had happened to him prior, an opioid death is preventable. Unfortunately, if you don't get to the hospital in time, or you're left alone in an elevator, which again really surprises me, if somebody is a healthcare provider, being sent by his father, who's an addiction specialist, you'd think he would have been on him like glue. Not sure what transpired. Unless it was just, I got to run downstairs, jumped in the elevator, then unfortunately it happened. But usually with opioid overdose, by pill form, you collapse a little. I mean, you're despondent. You'll have respiratory difficulty, but there'll be some gradualness to it. When you do IV, it's abrupt. So it makes you wonder, was he stuck in the elevator for a while and nobody found him, nobody watched him, just the chaos, the unorganized, unorganization, it's very, very frustrating, especially when a death could have been prevented. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold
offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.